You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Signs. So now, animal, you have to look at the hoofs, right? To make sure it's kosher or not, right? So now, can you imagine that it would chew his cud or not? Is it obvious? It's not obvious. So now, the animal, the only thing that is revealed as well as his kosher sign is hoofs. Good. What's the kosher sign of the bird? What is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't say, does it?
No, but it cannot be eating other birds.
So now Gemara says that dores.
Yeah,
dores doesn't mean they smash, because that's a type of their nature. As it's very interesting about animals, it says the term of tameh. It says you should not make yourself impure. For the bird and the fish says artishat retsu. There's a two different term that is used. For the bird and the fish, it's called sheretz, makru. It's not pleasant. But for the animal, it says tameh. It becomes, what's the difference? There has to be a difference. So now their birds, Gemara says they dores, and also their throat has a special system, because that shows, like the chicken and dove and rooster, they have a nature that they don't steal. They're very loyal. That's one thing. So now fish. What's the difference between the sign of the fish and the bird and the animal?
Obvious.
What else it is? What does it mean obvious?
You can see it.
You don't have to cut it open.
It's whole body. Yeah, it covers the whole body. Isn't that interesting? No? No, that's something. Because to know if a fish is kosher or not, see, like, let's say, like an animal that you don't know, like a kid doesn't know which one is cow or whatever. Let's say his feet is inside the mud, right? You cannot tell, right? It's not revealed. But the fish, you can say right away, right? You understand the difference? Yeah?
Yeah, fish is easy because, as you could say right away, if it's yes or no.
Right. So now, here is a very beautiful message. Here. So why is not brought on the Mizbeach? Because actually his sign presents his nature. And why we don't slaughter the fish? Because the way the sign presents is a very, very big credit and benefit to the fish. So that means, in life, Yehudi could have either or of the signs. Either your shoes become kosher, or your kapkabe, they call it, right? Where the sangdan, they call it, yeah. Or you have the quality of your whole body, like the fish becomes. You understand? So now here, when only the hoofs are kosher, then you need a name. Yes, who would know? Because only part of your body became kosher. Or the bird. So you have to know the names, because it's not revealed. But when you reach the level that your whole body becomes a kosher sign, there's no need by names. You don't need to publicize it anymore. And not only that, you don't need to be shecht anymore. And not only that, you don't need to be brought on the Mizbeach. Why? Because he says in the Navi, there was a time this is one of the haftarot during the year, that the animals themselves, they go to the Mizbeach. They have a radar, it says. You remember the Haftarah? They come to the Mizbeach. Why? Why animal need to go to the Mizbeach? Why? Why? What the Mizbeach will do for them?
That's their purpose.
That's their mission, to elevate themselves, right? Because whatever that they were not able to accomplish, when they're placed on the Mizbeach, they'll be
elevated.
But the fish doesn't need to do that. Why? Because he has worked on himself, that he doesn't need to go and be placed on the Mizbeach. Because he gained such elevation, then he doesn't need the Mizbeach. And that's what the task of the Yehudi is. He has a choice to become like a behemoth, the sign, or the bird, or like the fish. To be like a fish. Full of pulak, full of kaskeset, full of kaskeset. That means when you reach a level that is full of kaskeset, then you are exempt from many, 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 many troubles and headaches. Yeah. Hashem is like, yeah, no.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.